By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden picked California Senator Kamala Harris as his vice presidential running mate, making her the first black woman to be named to a major party ticket for a presidential election. Harris, who was born to a Jamaican father and an Indian mother, is also making history as the first major South Asian American candidate to run in the general election. Social media sites are already full of excitement from many Democrats over the Biden-Harris ticket, including a tweet from former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "This is a good day for our country. Now let's go win this thing." Biden and Harris have a long relationship going back to the days when she was California Attorney General, at the same time Biden's late son, Beau Biden, was Attorney General in the state of Delaware. Senator Harris will accept the party's vice presidential nomination in a speech on August 19th, next Wednesday, at the Democratic National Convention. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday the federal government will own these vaccine doses. He said, "We're buying them." Three vaccine candidates in the U.S. are in the final stage of human trials. The president said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. During a television appearance, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proven efficient and forms has passed all the necessary tests. He said his own daughter has taken the vaccine and after two shots had a normal temperature and a high number of antibodies. The announcement was received with global skepticism because the vaccine got approval after less than 2 months of human trials in Russia with a limited number of test subjects. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva that the WHO authorities must review all safety and efficiency data or efficacy data before placing their stamp of approval on it. Thousands of people took to the streets of Mali on Tuesday, renewing calls for President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to step down despite international mediation efforts to resolve a political crisis. Protests led by opposition coalition called M5-RFP have raged since June, caused by contested local elections and perceived government corruption and incompetence. Tensions escalated in July when police shot dead at least 11 demonstrators. Regional powers are worried that prolonged unrest could derail the fight against Islamist extremists in the region, many of whom are centered in Mali. The Taliban reaffirmed Tuesday its commitment to end violence in Afghanistan while emphasizing that a comprehensive ceasefire has to be discussed during intra-Afghan peace negotiations due to begin later this month. The proposed talks are an outcome of the agreement the United States sealed with the Taliban in February to end the nearly 19-year Afghan war. The way to the long-delayed peace negotiations between Afghan warring sides was cleared on Monday, when the country's president, Ashraf Ghani, signed a decree to release at least a group of 400 Taliban prisoners to complete a controversy-marred prisoner swap with the insurgents, as stipulated in the U.S.-Taliban deal. The agreement requires all American coalition forces to leave Afghanistan by next July. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.